Okay, this is the one that finally made me go, oh, thank God.
Wait.
No, listen. Every agent paper for the last year is just, here's another 50-line skill we shove into the prompt at every single step, and it's insane.
Yeah, and then they brag about how big the skill library got.
Exactly. And the tokens add up, and the context window throws up its hands, and the pre-fill cost is just, ugh.
Right. So latent skill says, fine, screw the prompt, put the skill in the.
Which is actually kind of obvious in hindsight.
It's a kind of obvious that takes a hyper network to make it work.
Okay, fine. Explain the hyper network thing. My brain's still on my last cup of coffee.
They train a hyper network once on a bunch of textual skills. Then at runtime, when the agent needs a skill, the hyper network a tiny LoRa adapter. That adapter gets plugged into the base model, no tokens in the prompt, just a wait patch. And it's modular. You can swap it in and out, scale the effect with a single coefficient, or even add two adapters together if the skills are aligned.
So the skill still is just not eating context and leaking secrets.
Exactly. And the paper shows the generated LoRAs form this neat semantic geometry, like the wait space itself is structured enough that you can do arithmetic on it.
That's kind of beautiful. Also, my backlog just got shorter by about 6 engineering tickets.
Don't get ahead of yourself. There's a catch.
There's always a catch.
The hyper network has to be. If it's not trained on diverse enough skills, you'll get garbage adapters. And the composition trick only works when the skills are aligned, whatever that means in practice.
Right. So it's not magic, it's just a very clever plumbing solution.
Yeah. And the numbers back it up. Owl for all success jumps 21 points on same task with 64% fewer pre-fill tokens.
That's not nothing. Who's the early adopter here, do you think?
Anyone running long horizon agents with proprietary skills. Financial workflows, internal ops tools, stuff where you don't want the skill tax floating around in the prompt.
So not just research. This is shippable.
If your org can stomach training a hyper network, yeah. The code's already on GitHub, uofan0os/latentskill.
Of course it is. Cody, you've been banging on about prompt bloat for.
And now we've got a paper that fixes it.
I mean, it's not. It's just less bad.
Less bad is the best we ever get.
Anyway, brew's wearing off. I need another.
Go for it. I'm gonna read the ablation study one more time just to make sure they didn't cheat.
That's such an exploring next take.
Glad we're consistent.